الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الشيطان كان للرحمن عصيا. وقال تعالى: فإذا قرأت القرآن فاستعذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created both truth and falsehood. Allah has created good and evil. Allah has created vice and virtue. And Allah has very sound reasons in doing this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created good and bad, vice and virtue, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also created the means for that to flourish. Allah ta'ala has given us the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam to guide us upon the right path. And then in His own wisdom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also created shaitan, and shaitan is the chief of the spreading and the propagation of falsehood. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him also certain powers to propagate and for him to spread that falsehood. But Allah has given us as human beings both these ways. Allah ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ, I have given you both. إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلِ إِمَّا شَاكِرَ وَإِمَّا كَفِرَ, I have shown you the way. I have shown you both the ways. But both these ways exist. And the falsehood is highlighted, and the champion of it is Shaitan and Iblis. Today, very briefly, let us talk about Shaitan, Iblis, where he comes from, what is his objective, what are his plans, how can we save ourselves from Shaitan, without going into great detail. Previously, once I did it over three Jummas. Today, we will try and just cover some of the basic aspects. Shaitan's original name was Azazil. His original name was Azazil. And he was among the jinnat, kana min al jinn. Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi said that Iblis was never an angel, not even for the blinking of an eye. But he was from among the jinn. Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Kaf, kana min al jinn. He was from among the jinnat, fa fasaqa an amri rabbi, and he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he became part and parcel of the malaika because of his excessive ibadat. And in the words of the hadith, you find that he was known as Ta'usul Malaika. The word Ta'us means peacock. He was amongst known as the peacock of the angels. A peacock is known for his adornment, known for his beauty. So Shaitan and Iblis was known for that. He made so much ibadat, they said there was not a span on this earth in which Shaitan and Iblis did not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Ajaib al-Qisas, there's a very interesting incident. They say that Shaitan and Iblis one day saw on the throne of Allah Ta'ala written, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. I seek Allah's protection from Shaitan. The word Shaitan means far away from Allah's mercy. At that time, he did not get this title. So he asked Allah, while he was doing all this ibadat, who is the Shaitan that you people must seek your protection, O Allah, from him? So Allah Ta'ala said, Iblis, Azazil, he is that person whom I had favored tremendously. I have favored him tremendously. I have given him such great honor. But because of pride, he disobeyed me. And he's going to disobey me. So Shaitan Azazil used to curse Shaitan, not knowing that he was going to destined to become Shaitan. And where this actually manifested itself, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the origins of humanity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after creating Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala told the angels, and Allah ta'ala included him, that he should worship, and he should not worship, make sijda in front of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Now this is very important for us to understand, that you see, out of the angels also objected to human beings' creation. The malaika also objected. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٍ. And recall the time when Allah Ta'ala created human being, and He said, I'm going to make